Okay, let us turn to page 5 of the retreat chanting book and we chant together, huh? Morning chanting. To the Blessed One, the Lord who fully attained perfect enlightenment, to the teaching which he expounded so well, and to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, to this, the Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha, we render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one, I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching, so completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma. The blessed one disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha, homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, and the fully enlightened one. Homage to him, the blessed one, the worthy one, and the fully enlightened one. Now let us chant in praise of the Buddha. The Tathagata is the pure one, the perfectly enlightened one. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, the accomplished one, the knower of the world. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy. In this world with its gods, demons and kind spirits, its seekers and sages, celestial and human beings, he has by deep insight revealed the truth. He has pointed out the Dhamma, beautiful in the beginning, beautiful in the middle, beautiful in the end. He has explained the spiritual life of complete purity in its essence and convention. I chant my praise to the Blessed One. I bow my head to the Blessed One. Now let us chant in praise of the Dhamma. Well expounded is the Dhamma of the Blessed One, can be realized in the here and the now, beyond time, beyond thought, inviting investigation, leading inwards to the heart, Nibbana, can be realized by the wise, each for themselves. I chant my praise to the teaching. Now let us chant in praise of the Sangha. They are the blessed ones, disciples who have good conduct, have upright conduct, who have wise conduct, who have dutiful conduct. That is the forebear, the eight kind of noble beings. These are the blessed ones, disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world. I chant my praise to this Sangha. I bow my head to this Sangha. Now let us chant our salutation to the Triple Gem and the passage of encouragement. The Buddha, absolutely pure with ocean-like compassion, possessing the clear sight of wisdom, destroyer of the worldly self-corruption, devotedly indeed, that Buddha I reveal the teaching of the Lord like a lamp, illuminating the path and its fruits, the deathless, that which is beyond the conditioned world, devotedly indeed, that Dharma I revered, the Sangha, the most fertile ground for cultivation, those who have realized peace, awakened after the accomplished one, noble and wise, all longing abundant, devotedly indeed, that Sangha I revered. This salutation should be made to that which is worthy, to the power of such good action, may all obstacles disappear. One who sees things as they are has come into this world, and he is an Arahant, a perfectly awakened being, purifying the way leading out of delusion, coming and collecting to perfect this, and leading to enlightenment. This way he has made known. Having heard the teaching, we know this, but is suffering, aging is suffering, sickness and disease is suffering, and death is suffering, sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair are suffering. Association with the dislike is suffering. Separation from the loved one and our prized possession is suffering. Not attaining one's wish is suffering. In brief, the five agrees of grasping are suffering. These are as follows. Identification with the body and form, identification with feeling, identification with perception, identification with mental formation, identification with consciousness. For the complete understanding of all this, first one is in lifetime, frequently instructed his disciple. In addition, the body is impermanent, perception is impermanent, mental formation is impermanent, consciousness is impermanent, the body is non-self, feeling is non-self, perception is non-self, mental formations are non-self, consciousness is non-self, all conditioned phenomena are impermanent, there is no self in the condition and the condition. Okay, we chant the Pali on, turn back one page. Rupang anicchang, Vedana anicchang, Sanya anicchang, Sankara anicchang, Vijnana anicchang, Rupang anatta, Vedana anatta, Sanya Sankara anatta, Vijnana anatta, Sabbe sankara anicca, Sabbe dhamma anatta te. All of us are bound by birth, aging, sickness, and death, by sorrow, lamentation, pain, grief, and despair. Bound by suffering and obstructed by suffering, let us aspire to complete freedom from suffering. The Blessed One, who long ago attained Parinibbana, is my refuge. So too are the Dhamma and the Sangha. Attentively, you follow the pathway of the Blessed One. Give all of our mindfulness and strength. May then the cultivation of this practice lead us to the end of every kind of suffering. Okay, we'll do the closing commission. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang abhivadeni. Suakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sakkasanggo sanghang namami. Okay, you okay, Mr. Tan? That day when Ingbi was still around, she chanted the Mahamangala Sutta. I think now we will go through the sutta so that you understand. Yeah, this Mahamangala Sutta is a very good sutta. So, page 54, Retreat Chanting Book. Thus have I heard the Blessed One was staying at Sarvati, residing at the Jeta Guru in Anandapindika's park. Then in the dark of the night, the radiant Deva illuminating all of Jeta's Guru, he bowed down low before the Blessed One. Then standing to one side, he said, so this one you must listen, huh? This one is very interesting. He said, Devas are concerned for happiness and ever long for peace. The same is true for humankind. What then are the highest blessings? See? The highest blessing is something that is useful to the human being and the devas. So they know, they requested it. So the Buddha explained, avoiding those of foolish way, associating with the wise, and honoring those worthy of honor, these are the highest blessings. That's why in cultivation, you must make aspiration to avoid all evil. Meet out with the wise, yeah? And recognize them. You better get in that one. Then, honoring those worthy of honoring. These are the highest blessing. Then the other one is living in a place of suitable kind with the fruit of past good deeds and guided by the rightful way. These are the highest blessing. So here, living in place of suitable kind means you must have the karma, yeah, to have this opportunity from the past to be born near places where you can receive the Dhamma. Yeah. So not everybody have this affinity or condition. So if you can have that karmic conditioning or karmic path that enable you to live in places of suitable kind, means you are in an environment where there are temples, there are way places where you can go to develop the cultivation, the understanding of this teaching, then to cultivate the Buddha Dharma. So this also constitutes the highest blessing. The third one is accomplish in learning and craftsman skill. With discipline, highly trained, and speech that is true and pleasant to hear, these are the highest blessing. So accomplish in learning means you must have good understanding. Yeah. Then skill in certain things like craftsmanship and all those things, even music or whatever. Yeah. You will have something that you are skillful in. Yeah. Then you check yourself like this line. What are the things that you are skillful in? Yeah. So for myself, it's very simple. Now somehow I like engineering and I want to become an engineer since young. Then the thing that I'm very skillful at are the understanding of Dhamma, the wisdom, the understanding of the teaching. So this I'm skillful in. Then sometimes I like certain musical instrument. When I was young, I like to play badminton. I like to blow the flute. I like to play harmonica. I find music very soothing to the heart. Then I like to, on my own, sing song, especially Mandarin song that has meaning. Yeah. So all these are the skill I have. Then later with the Dhamma, I have the skill to be a blessing to all, to help people and all those things. So you can have any of these. Yeah? That's I accomplish in learning. Learning can be anything. Like myself, engineering, technical, or arts, or any, whatever. Craftsmanship, musician, talented in something. Then after that, you really, seriously follow that thing that are good at, means you are highly trained. Here with discipline means you really discipline yourself not to violate all the nature's law that governs life and existence. So here the word discipline doesn't mean discipline attention, understand? Means like you keep your precept, and you do not like neglect all this important cultivation. Then the other one is your speech. You must speak pleasant, gentle, and kind speeches, which leads to harmony. You must avoid lying, deceitfulness, all of the wrong speeches, harsh speech, deluded, heedless speech, frivolous speech. So all these, like backbiting, all things, these are wrong speech. Then the next one is, I told you earlier on parents. Parents are very important. Providing for mother and father support when they are old, unless they have their own means. And cherishing family, see? Your family members. And work, sorry, and way of work that harm no being means you have right living, right livelihood. You don't harm people. These are the highest blessing. Then the next one is generosity and a righteous life. These are the quality of the Arya, the noble one. Generosity is dharma. Righteous life is you have upright conduct. Understand? You have good conduct. So offerings help relative and kids, and acting in a way that leaves no blame. These are the highest blessing. And the next one is also very good, very important. Steadfast in restraining and shunning evil ways. Avoid intoxicant that douse the mind and develop heedfulness in all things that arise. These are the highest blessings. See, all these are very important. Steadfast, you know, you must take it seriously, you know, in avoiding all evil, with restraint and shunting all evil ways. Then avoiding intoxicant is one of them. Very important. Otherwise, it dulls your mind. Then the next one is respectfulness and a humble way. This one, I have this quality. I'm very humble. And I full of respect for people who are worthy of respect. Then contentment. I also have that nature. And gratitude. And hearing the Dhamma frequently taught. This one, initially, I had this. These are the highest blessing. See, just to be respectful, humble, have contentment and gratitude, you will have the highest blessing. Then constantly hearing the Dhamma, and frequently listening to the Dhamma, as taught. These are the highest blessing. Then the next one is patience. And willingness to accept one's fault. Seeing venerated seekers of the truth. That's why you must have kayamitas, meet up with the cultivators of the way. And sharing often the words of Dhamma. These are the highest blessing. So patience and willingness to accept one's fault is very important. See your own negativity, your own delusion. So accept them, because not only you, before you have the wisdom, the Dhamma, everyone is heedless. So don't blame yourself, don't arise unnecessarily more, but this is what the thought will tell you. So you listen to the thought, you lost your focus, understand? Then seeing venerated seeker, means seeker of the truth, the cultivator, meeting up with them, having Dhamma discussion, sharing, and sharing often the words of Dhamma. These are the highest blessing. The other one is ardent, committed to the holy life, seeing for oneself the noble truths and the realization of Nibbana. These are the highest blessing. So this one is definitely the highest blessing, because you develop enlightenment. Means you work very hard, hardened, committed to the training, the holy life, seeing for oneself the noble truth, means awakening, and the realization of Nibbana. This is the highest blessing. Although involved in worldly tasks, this one is for lay people, unshaken the mind remains, and beyond all sorrow, spotless, secure, these are the highest blessing. Those who have the Dhamma can do this. They who live by following this path, known victory wherever they go, and every place for them is safe. These are the highest blessing. So when you understand this, don't be foolish to listen to people who tell you, this day, 7 months of the year, got ghosts, don't go out, dangerous, not auspicious. So a lot of people like that, hey, don't go out, don't go out. And sometimes they don't understand. They say, must look at feng shui and so on. Must look at the what they call auspicious days upon their mind. Even the hour before you start your business after Chinese New Year. Yes. I mean, these are Chinese tradition. A lot of people believe. There were many who do business. They say you will make a lot of money if on that auspicious day you go and bank in a lot of money. Now that also they believe. They say you bank in a lot of money. So auspicious day, bank in a lot of money, you will receive a lot of money. If you can believe this sort of thing, I tell you, you are very gullible. If you don't take care of karma, I tell you, every day is a sad day for you, miserable day. If you take care of karma, every day is auspicious. You understand? You have what protect? Your virtue, which is your good karma, protect, nothing else. So don't go and believe all those things. Then sometimes say, people tell you, for the Westerner, the 13 is no good. Yeah? Like, very sweet type of number. Then you know what happened? The Cantonese like it, satsang. Then that time, I remember before my wife gave birth to Sui, I wanted to understand all this. No? Then I know all these are nonsense. Yeah? I don't believe that one. Because I say, how can the number, based on your pronunciation or whatever, bear any impact on life? And the best was, when she was born, the bed was 13. No? So I laughed. Then I went down and do the person. No? You can ask her the person. The last 4 digits, say, say, sang. 4453.
E454453.
E454453. She said, you can't remember. People panic already. I laugh. You got no problem. One day come out, no chances, nothing. Go home. Then the cheapest birth, ₱9. Real government servant. Stay one night, ₱9. The rest of it. Then my son, the person not so bad. So nothing chair. He cannot turn this. Bring home already, you have to bring back there again. So my son, my wife, stay 2 days. So ₱18. So my two children, very cheap, delivery. Now I was told one baby, ₱10,000. ₱10,000. Oh, got room to know. Yeah, it's 3,000. Oh, cheap. But it's also a long time ago. Start earlier. So all these things, I want to test it. Nature is such. He showed it to me. That's why I threw it away new. Because based on my understanding, I know no such thing. But why so many people have so much fear, taboo about all these type of things? Then like my wife say, Cantonese don't like four. Say, everything also say. But Malay, empat lah, dapat lah, he say. Oh. Then got some people, he say the Gelik, they like the car number what now? 8787. You heard of it, huh? Pachat pachat lah. So Hokkien is pachat pachat lah, ho to lui. This type of thing, you can't believe, I tell you. But people pay so much for the car number plate, no? 555548. People pay, Understand? Then 168, yellow fat, people also pay. 18, safat. 1818, lagi pay. Then single digit also pay. So, it depends on your understanding. If you are so gullible, you like this sort of thing. I mean, no harm. But please, don't believe 100%. Okay, we continue. But you protect nothing else. Always remember that. We finish the last sentence. They who live by following this path know victory wherever they go. And everywhere for them is safe. I explained already. Oh, finish. So you check. How many of the highest blessings do you have? After 1989, I look, how come got this type of sutta? Everything I have. Oh, all the things mentioned there I have. Huh? No, that one is Mangala. This one is Mahamangala. The one I think in your house, your house go on. So all this, when you have the understanding, you are not gullible. Yeah? Okay, you can have your awareness based meditation now.
Mr. Han,
want
to share?
Okay, yeah. Get her to share. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Han, you may unmute.
Yeah. Han, you can come in.
Hello, this is Poche, Amitabha,
Bratio,
Mrs. Teo, and all Kayamitas. Bratio, I want to share about this Mangala Sutta. My understanding from the passages. Bratio, you know, when you ask us how many of these blessings do we have,
sadhu.
I sadhu you first, Bratio. Mahasadhu, everything. What I'm saying is, all those initial 1 to probably 32 number of blessings, all these are worldly blessing, you know.
Yeah.
In the sense that in the conditioned world. Then towards the end, the third, fourth, I mean the last three
last
paragraph. I
think it's three, yes.
Last three. The Aden and the Odo involved in Volitas. These two paragraphs, Brother Teo. Not the last one, but the second and third last paragraph.
Page
55.
Yeah.
These are the
enlightened being only.
Yes, this is the enlightened one. No, not those worldly attainment, you know. When you realize this, then you become the Arya, you know.
Correct. That's why the Arya, their blessings are the highest, understand?
Yes. So initially, it's just worldly blessing.
I told you all just now, after 1989, I read the sutta. I got such sutta. How come everyone also I have? So that is why it's very beautiful. I like this sutta because even the worldly, because this is highest blessing. So of course it includes the supramundane where you have realized. So any of these, the devas actually doesn't know. That's why when they heard this, they were full of joy. Just imagine middle of the night, the deva come with the bright light, everything. The entire Jeta glow up. Then they respect, circumvent respectfully to one side, request for the Buddha to proclaim this sutta. Because the deva knew, living being also want to know what is the highest blessing so that they can cultivate accordingly. And blessings are important. Because blessings are merits, wholesomeness that you can record and store in your karmic nature. And your karmic nature is the one, every life you come, they will protect you, understand? That's why you take care of karma, karma take care of your life. So if you know how to do all this duty, even the worldly one, then cultivate and realize the truth. Your blessing is full, understand? Because these are all highest blessings. That's why when you have this, you can invoke power of merits for causes and conditions for you to avoid the foolish, made up with the wise, so that enlightenment in the here and now can be realized. And the first one is reminding you to avoid the foolish. That's why the Buddha in his puja and all things, the closing puja especially, help you to make this aspiration. So when you understand, then all this become like clear. That's why he closing puja tisha chan ipminang punyang kamina, means by the power of this merit. Mami bala samagamo satang samagamo ko tu yawa nivana patiya. So you wish for causes and conditions to realize Nibbana by the power of the Punyang, which is the mind. May I avoid all the heedless and the foolish, meet up with the wise, so that Nibbana can be realized soon as possible. So these type of aspirations are very important. Then living in a place of suitable kind, not easy at all. Do you know why or not? Let's say this sasana, you come there. Then you are not born in a Buddhist country. You understand not? Then your religion is something else. Understand not? So what happened to you? Sometimes you're born in a Buddhist country, also no use. You didn't stay near the place which is conducive for Dhamma. Understand not? So all this don't take for granted. That's why the Buddha said, living in a place of suitable kind with the fruit of past good karma or good deeds, and guided by the rightful way, this is the highest blessing. Means what? In the past, you have created such condition because you know how to actually help people to come to the Dhamma and all those things. And because of what you did, you reap what you sow. People will also bring you to such places. Understand? That's why I from Alastar, hardly any of these things. The book from KL, What Buddhists Believe, K. Sridharmananda, can go to a classmate sister and give it to me. See? Then I come down. First day, I met the author, Chief Reverend K. Sridharmananda. Because of the past, parami, when the time come for me to receive all these conditions will appear. So understand all this. Then when you have condition, to manifest the causes and conditions for your highest blessing to unfold, then whenever you come, you will sure have causes and conditions to meet up with the Dhamma. Do you rely a lot of Westerner? Normally they're Christian one. True or not? But somehow they come to Asia, especially Thailand, or they know. Oh, and so many, Achancha tradition, or say. Oh, how come like that? Like Achalo, Australia, Brisbane. Oh. So all this, you look at it, you know it's coming. So a lot of things, it's not where you are born, like the three coming obstacles, your environment or whatever. It's also a part of your coming, activity, obstacle, and all those things. So, retribution, of course, no choice, your DNA, all things. But even though you have that type of DNA in that type of country, so normally you don't have condition to be at a locality where it's conducive for you to learn the Dhamma and receive the Dhamma. But somehow, he said before he entered university, he suddenly decided not to go to university. He went off to a 10-day retreat, I think. I don't know what type of retreat. Then he experienced what outcome. Then he said, maybe this is the one I'm looking for. Then after that, not long, he went to Thailand. And he went to Thailand, he go around. Then he met some of the teachers, then he ordained them. So, Westerner, all these are possible if you have the parami. Then you see now, as a monk, he is so determined. Understand? He is so like full of faith, resolve. And end up, he also established his own way place, Anandagiri. Then he shared his Dhamma. Then he traveled to India. He liked India, the holy places. He also went to China. He told me, Putao San. There's another one, I don't know where in India. So, a lot of these things you cannot understand unless you understand karma, the law of karma. Okay? Sorry, Po Cheng, you continue.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah.
Berarti I just want to say that that is a differentiation between the worldly attainment, blessings and the Arya blessings.
Correct, correct, yes.
So I was thinking highest blessing is the Arya blessings, Sadhu.
In fact, they are all highest blessing, except some is supra mundane, the other one is mundane. But they are all highest blessing. That is regarding
Yes.
the merits and the blessing that you receive. So these are very beautiful. And even the worldly one, you must understand, no. Sama Sambuddha Sakyamuni proclaim it and mention it. So it has to be the truth. Where his perfection, Satya, which is true, is one of the most complete perfection that he has done. No? That's why his words are very powerful. No? The Dhammapada verses are evergreen. No? You cannot prove it wrong. For normal human being, I ask you to come with one stanza or one sentence. That can last forever and evergreen. I cannot. A lot of even science, technology also become obsolete very fast. So not easy. So this type of truth, when you know, even by doing simple things, supporting your parents, take care of your kinsmen, relatives, then have generosity. This also constitutes higher blessing like the enlightened being realized enlightenment. Highest blessing. So you don't have to wait till you become enlightened to develop all this highest blessing. But for the Arya, the difference is after they realize that, it develops the highest blessing. But life after that is continuous. You cannot understand or know the type of blessing. But they are incapable of evil. And they become a blessing to all. Understand? Huh? That's why the mundane and supra mundane from the sutta is like both also highest blessing. But the difference is, if you develop the supra mundane blessing already, then life after life after that, if you take the bodhisattva way, you become equally more beautiful. Because this highest blessing from then onward continuously generate all this highest blessing type of merits or wholesomeness. So blessings are important. Do you know why? You know the difference between merits and blessings, huh? What is merit?
The goodness that we make ourselves.
Yeah, means you have merits, understand?
Contributing.
Means your
Contributing to
what? That one is spiritual
the
account,
country.
merits. But blessing means what? Yeah? You are very blessed, no? Like you really hold me, I want, no?
Is it like how your spiritual faculties become balas, so that they
That one
become
is one of
blessings?
them. That one is one of them. But blessing means you are very blessed, or no? Your family all full of harmony, no? And everyone like very successful. Then like the blessing, like you very homey, what is in English, homey? Homey. Doesn't reflect the thing. Like you are very blessed. The correct word is very blessed. Oh, very blessed one.
Fortunate.
Oh, fortunate one, and nothing to do with luck on that. You have this blessing, Oh, like not likely to happen one, but you can have one. Like when you need certain thing, condition will arise, like that time, I want to get married. My in-law buy two ticket, social welfare, first prize. Got such thing. These are the blessings. It comes with it. So when it's meant to be, when you have blessing, everything go your way. One, you understand? Like your family, your children, all like very blessed. That's why I used to share this with some Kayamita and my wife and my children. You will never, never believe you can be so lucky and so blessed. for normal people, that's enough. Because I understand the Dhamma, that's why I look back. I saw my life. Everything like planned for me. I just echoed and flow. Everything fall into place. You remember that seminar book, 2013? Success in life, following the Dhamma way. Towards the end, everything that living beings look forward to achieve, I achieve them all, including the spiritual understanding. I reach the pinnacle of it. What more you want in life? That's enough. Education, study. I also did well. Then when it comes to career, I also reached the pinnacle of my career. Then come to financial, I was able to have financial freedom quite early. That's why I retired early. Then when it comes to family unit relationship, that one, a lot of people with a lot of money and wealth also cannot have one. But I have family, blessed family, with a lot of understanding. And a lot of things just manifest and unfold. And the spiritual life and all that. Last time my wife from Cross Lengo doesn't know about Buddhism or Sangha. After married to me, she also will become like part of it. Then my children, young, they go Sunday school and all things. Especially my son and my daughter. In the Sunday school, the teacher like them. Because they know a lot of things. Then later on, they grew up. They live their life. Then like Sui, later got condition, come back. So all this you can see. So now you understand what is blessing as well. Merit means like spiritual wealth, money only, understand. But blessing, need a full power. Supposed to full power. Blessing, hok, full power. Put a kong de, understand. Yeah, kong de is merit. That's why it's a different, understand. Kong de and fu pao, they are different. A lot of people don't understand. You know Hokkien in like, you don't know. Kong de in Cantonese is what? A kong da. Then fu pao ne?
Fok.
Fok. Fok bo. Fok hei. Fok hei. Fok hei.
Fok hei.
So you understand? Kong tak and fok hei. So the two are different, no? Although both also wholesome merits. But blessing is another type of merits, though. That's why this one make you very blessed, or no? The highest blessing. You do all this duty in accordance with the Dhamma, with understanding and sincere. Your blessing is there, or no? You come, you very blessed, or no? You got a lot of full power. Like the moment I take birth, my family, my father, he sell ticket only. Strike, second price, commission that time, $5 is a lot of money, you know. He used $200 to bought a shop lot and build a business. And that time, plantation, 1 acre, is only 300 ringgit. And houses is only, I think you can buy with less than 100 ringgit. That time money was very big during the 50s and the 60s. So these are the blessings. It comes with you or no. Then like, you cannot believe one. Wow, how come so blessed? So this Mangala Sutta, Mahamangala Sutta, you must pay attention so that you develop not only merits, you develop a lot of blessings. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.